our jobs became so much more enjoyable. To me, the minute I started job sharing, it just became kind of like an adventure. It was like always fun and easier too, because on the things that I was like maybe feeling insecure or I knew I wasn't that good at, then I have a job share partner that just is brilliant. It's amazing, because then I have like the perfect formula. On top of the world.
Welcome to Job Share Revolution, the show about job sharing, a partnership between two people to bring two minds and skill sets to one full-time position. I'm Melissa Nicholson, former job sharer turned founder of the first U.S. job share company. But it wasn't long ago that I felt like an utter failure at work and as a new parent. Job sharing was my game changer. I reclaimed 4 days a week to fully engage in my life while my capable partner handled everything. Together, we achieved more than I ever could solo. Fast forward to many lessons learned to bring you the training and support I wish I'd had to change lives and the modern day workplace. Let's live life and slay work. Welcome back to a special episode of Job Share Revolution. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're new here, I'm so glad you're going to be part of our community. Can you do me a favor? Share this episode with a friend who could use a work-life aha, and subscribe if you haven't already. Now, today, I was so excited for this episode. I got to interview two very special guests, Gabriella Mercado and Gabriella Proctor. Not only have they job shared for over a decade in corporate America, they continued their job share journey as co-business partner entrepreneurs. What I love about them most is how they inspire one another, not just in business, but in life. They've even run triathlons together. Beyond that, they are every bit as passionate as I am about sharing the best kept work-life secret to help you job share. You might notice that I call them G by two, and I want to point out that it's common for job share partners to use a joint nickname to help their stakeholders see them as interchangeable. Their favorite saying for clients is, "A Gabby is always there for you." You may have heard of Brangelina or Benifer, but please help me welcome my guest co-hosts, the Gabbies, aka G by Two.
I am super excited to bring on Gabriella Mercado and Gabriella Proctor. I was so blessed the day I met this job share super team. They're just incredible women and they're a force of nature, and they exemplify everything that job sharing can be, not only in your work life, but in your personal life. They motivate one another. They bring out the very best in one another. They keep one another attuned to being their very happiest in work and life. They've been such great partners to WorkMuse. Not only are they women who lift as they rise, empowering other women to job share too, but they partner with us in workshops, as collaborators, writing articles to encourage other people to job share and to teach them about job sharing. And so I'm just so thrilled to have them, and I'll let you guys just introduce yourselves.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm Gabriella Mercado. Thank you so much, Melissa. You're way too kind. But yeah, we've been lucky, Gabby and I, to have been job sharing for the past 10 plus years. And we started job sharing at Univision Media Company. And then we transferred our job share into business. So we have a couple of businesses together. But basically, you know, what we learned of working together and how successful and happy and better our life became when we joined forces, that we were able to just continue the path, not in a company, but basically on our own.
Yeah, we're so happy to be here, Melissa. You have always been a cheerleader of ours when we were at Univision and we first crossed paths. And I wish we were able to find you in our early stages when we were thinking about job sharing back in the day. I'm so glad we found you and you. We love your community and we love the fact that you do this for women out there, for people who don't even know about the job sharing, and for the ones that are already been rambling about job sharing for a while, but don't know how. So great, great to be here.
I would love if you could just share a little bit about how the two of you met and how you began job sharing in the first place. What empowered you to let you know, we can do this, we can job share?
We know each other way before we even think about working together. As Gabby mentioned, we work at Univision, but before that, we work in another media company. And Gabby was leaving the company when I was coming into the company in a different department. And then she went to another company where she was exposed to a job share, to salespeople who were job sharing. So later on, I don't know, maybe 5, 7 years, 8 years later, Gabby comes back to Univision and it starts telling me about this. But to be honest, it sounded too good to be true. You know, so it was like, no, our manager is never going to allow it. You know, like you start putting your own blocks. So that's how we kind of like start thinking about it. But we talk about it for years before we even like even approach a manager about it. No less like thinking about the HR implications, nothing like. And she keep telling me, and I'm lucky to have a job share partner that is a positive thinker, but she keep telling me, no, and they need this and this and that. So we had example in another company that was doing it too, that we kind of were like basing in of them and trying to imitate, but we were terrified to even think about presenting it to managers.
You saw an example. You saw another job share team in practice, which is also what happened for me. I saw a job share early in my career, and it wasn't even a thought in my head. It was the first couple of years out of college, but it just, that was the seed.
And that's something what we love so much about what you're doing in the world, because until we saw it or I saw it, like they were sitting next to me, I had no idea that this was even a possibility. So when you see it, it was like, wow, I mean, I really want that for myself. And like what Ari said, like we talked about it for years. We even thought about like, maybe if you move to this company that I was working for, it's like, maybe you get here and then we'll ask for the job share. I mean, it was like years on the planning. And then it wasn't until I was on maternity leave and Gabby found out that she was pregnant with her third, that it was like, this is it. I mean, we just had the courage to say, we just have to move for it. There was like, we had a big reason, right? Just like, there was like no other option for us. And we just got the courage and talked to the manager. I think we were bluffing a little bit that they were going to leave, but it got like something really strong for us. Like we really had that motivation that we really wanted more time to be moms, that we went there and then talked to the manager and said, hey, like basically we either do the job share or we are not going to be able to continue working because of our family situation, which really wasn't true because we had to work at the time. We needed a job.
You needed the job and you needed the income and you loved your professions, but you had to have that fire inside your belly, right? To be able to say, this is the way we need to work to stay.
Yeah. And like I mentioned, I was coming back from maternity leave and I was really burned out from motherhood going back to a full-time job. I remember a week before going to work, Gabby was out on a trip in a conference with a baby, running from the hotel room, breastfeeding. She took her mom into that conference. I was in maternity leave. She was the only one available to go to the conference, but she was in the breastfeeding stage and going through all that. And I was at home about to come back. I got shingles because I was so stressed about the idea of coming back to a full-time job with a third baby, that I think that, I mean, we were bluffing in the way that we couldn't maybe quit because we needed the job, but we weren't bluffing in the way that was in a sustainable situation for us anyway. Like something needed to give. And our proposal, I think, was very justifiable. But under eyes were like maybe a sense of losing people instead of gaining a powerhouse, you know?
Right.
And then the whole negotiation about the accounts and how much your income was going to look now that you're working half time and benefits, it was a big thing. I mean, I had just had a baby and Gabby was also had to babies and our families were carrying our insurance. So that is a whole topic itself.
We had to negotiate, I remember, because by the time we told them that we wanted to job share, I think it was in June, right before you had Camila, right, Gabby?
Yes.
I think that was also kind of like a good thing because I said, I will cover Gabby's maternity leave, covering all of her accounts. Maybe that helped us. And also, I mean, they made us give up 40% of our billing each.
Right.
They chose what accounts we're keeping, which ones we're going to have to give. But at the time, we're like, fine. And I believe it took us maybe 2 months to recover.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
You probably, based on how long you'd been thinking about it, how much you'd worked out details beforehand, and how well you knew one another and your personalities, you knew you already had the same values. You had a similar work philosophy. You felt very comfortable going into that relationship. There wasn't kind of like that honeymoon period as much as there might be for someone else. That really solidifies for me how incredible job sharing can be and how big the payoff can be to employers when that team lifts off so quickly and you just really, truly innately knew what a lot of job share teams have to learn.
Yeah. And we were hesitated. I mean, we didn't know. I mean, if we wouldn't know, we would make up our loss of income that quickly, we wouldn't jump on it way before, because that was one of our biggest fear, you know, like we're going to lose almost half of our income and what are we going to do? You know, that fear, we hesitate that that was possible. But now on the other side, it's like, of course it's possible, because when you're working, you are fully working those 3 days. Your mind is not scattered and trying to do a lot of things, because I do have my other 2 days to concentrate in kids and doing all my grocery shopping and doing all my to-do list at home. So you feel like you are more focus-oriented.
As you were talking about that way that you work, you know, you're in this hyper-focused, productive team of two, and it's almost like you're condensing those 5 days into 3 days. For my audience, I know that there are so many people when they go, well, this sounds great. They are in a commission job and the harder they work, the more they make. That makes sense. But do I really want to give up a percentage of my income? For people who are job sharing that are in a salaried position, if you are working a 60% work week, then you negotiate so that you are at 120% salary, because those job share teams are 30% more productive than one full-time employee. That's the data. I think it would shock a lot of people to know that even if you take a 40% pay cut to your income to job share, over 70% of job share teams are promoted together.
No surprise.
You can even enter your job share with another person who's in a position you would like to be in and promote yourself up. There are a lot of creative things that you can do, and it truly isn't the blow you might expect, even though it would totally be worth it, because to regain 4 unplugged, completely engaged days back to your life every week where you do not have to think about work because your partner has the baton, just that alone would be worth it for so many people to take that income cut, to have that peace of mind. You can be there with your kids. You can put yourself first. And I think we're at such a period of time right now where we've all been through a lot. There's never been a more important time when putting our mental and emotional health first is a priority for people.
And not only that, but also our jobs became so much more enjoyable. Like, to me, the minute I started job sharing, it just became kind of like an adventure. It was like always fun and easier too, because like we have a limited number of talents, right? I could be good at this and good at that, but I know my weaknesses. But then the other person, in this case, Gabby, I mean, we balance so well because of our different personalities. So it's like, then I'm at ease because I know something that I just don't really like to do. That's her forte. Like some clients were more comfortable with her. Some were more comfortable with me. That made it also so much better, because on the things that I was like maybe feeling insecure or I knew I wasn't that good at, then I have a job share partner that just is brilliant. It's amazing, because then I have like the perfect formula.
Yeah, the perfect formula. And really, that's when job sharing just ignites to you, when someone is intentionally looking for a partner who not only has that chemistry and that compatibility with them, but somebody who fills in their gaps and vice versa, so that you can kind of lean into those different areas and bring so much more to the job. You bring up such a great point, Gabby, about just being so much happier. And it's not only being able to like leave work, rest, recharge, come back and be excited to be there. It's that person. It's that work BFF. There was a global study by National Geographic. The number one factor for happiness at work is a work BFF, more so than your boss. And you would think that a boss would make such a huge difference for someone, because when you have top management and it's not healthy and it's not happy, it can really sink the feelings you have about your career. But it's having that person who's got your back. And there's no one who has your back like a job share partner, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, this is for seeing it from the manager perspective. You kind of add another layer of accountability. Because for me, it was like, yeah, I need to report to my boss, you know, like I owe to my manager to get to this quota. But I feel like I also owe it to Gabby, you know, to my partner, because you have this other person that you feel responsible for is like, okay, no, I need to complete this task and complete it to my best. Probably all the time I was doing it more for Gabby than for my boss or for the company.
I didn't know that Gabby was my boss, period. Like, there's no way I'm going to fail to her, because we know we are one team. That's the beauty of it, that we can always count in each other.
Yeah, you're hyper accountable to one another more than anything else, really. You don't want to let your partner down. Tell us how, like, you transitioned from working in radio television to starting a business together and doing it as a job share. I knew about G times 2 Media, but I didn't know about the whole venture.
Well, right after we quit Univision, we went to the Capital Informer LLC, the next day. And it's like, should we call it G times 2 Media? And it's like, no, let's call it G times 2 Enterprises. We never know what is going to happen. You know, what other business is going to come our way. And sure enough, we were doing some media, but we also always wanted to invest together in real estate. I also do real estate on my own, and Gabby has her own business. So we were like doing this together. We purchased a property and we church and rent on a property at the lake, and we love it. And we are exploring more venues, just continue these job share endeavors, because it's so easy. Like, it comes natural. That's where we are right now, but we haven't stopped there. Next year, we're probably going to tell you about our next adventure. But yeah, we love it.
I love it. I love it. I mean, it's truly career partners. Career partners are people who move through their careers together. They're people who job share, but they're so aligned and they are on a growth path together. And I just feel like that is so much what you've done. You've got the Airbnb, real estate business, G times 2 Media. I mean, all under the umbrella of G times 2 Enterprises. The thing that's so fascinating and really kind of mind-blowing about job sharing is that it's really creative. It's limitless. You can do almost anything with it. You can do job sharing for diversity, equity, inclusion purposes, and you can pair people of different backgrounds together. You can pair people of different generations together for succession planning. And you can slash careers where they work a passion career, so they might be in the orchestra, and then they might have a professional career and they do both of them half-time. So they really are working full-time, but two part-time positions, job sharing each of those. There's all kinds of just interesting things that you can do with it. What is your best advice for someone who is thinking about job sharing and is just, their stomach is tied in knots because they don't know how to ask their employer or when's the right time to ask an employer? What would you say to them?
I'll just say, really don't wait. I mean, I wish I'd had like some guide like you or someone like really motivating us and just like telling us, hey, just have faith, because it's the best decision I've ever made in my life. And you're always going to have to take that leap of faith and live in some uncertainty. But there's like so many examples. If you need just to be more maybe feel safe from the decision, I'll just say, just go for it. Because nobody is going to take that decision for you. Nobody's going to come and offer it. It's like, oh, you want a job share? No. Like, you really have to find that strength in yourself. Just hear stories like ours. Like, we waited years. I mean, we made more money the minute that we started working together than we did before. So it's like, if we had known that, I mean, maybe we wasted, what, 5 years of like a lot of money just because we were not together. So I'll just say, just find that strength in you, because the worst case scenario, you can always go by yourself and say, if it didn't work, well, at least you tried it. That the opportunities, you need to find it. It's not going to present.
I'll add to that the fact that it's not only that you need to believe that it's going to happen, because it happened to me a lot. Like, I was doubting, you know, had that doubt. But know that you're doing your company a favor. Like, you are giving them a favor. Know where your manager pain points are. Search with people like Melissa, the data behind it. And each manager is different. Ones are going to give you like, no, but no, because, not because. Try to overcome those first, but know in your soul that you are doing them a favor. You are presenting them with a solution, not with a problem. That mindset will get you further in the first interview. You know, like, I felt in the beginning that I was asking for a favor. And you know, after the fact, after the way we produce, it's like, God, they benefit probably more than us. So just know that you're doing them a favor.
I think people would be surprised, because it seems almost unbelievable that the benefit could be more to your employer than the flexibility you get from regaining half of your life back. But the truth is that it costs employers so much to recruit and train a new employee and get them up to speed. And job shares have that lifetime loyalty. They do not leave. They work so productively. They are the happiest, most productive employees on the planet. And that it just is such a net win-win for employer and employee. And a lot of people would find that hard to believe, that it could be probably more beneficial to your employer even than yourself, which is crazy. Do you think that, as far as job sharing itself, were there benefits to your marriage that you would not have guessed?
Oh, definitely. Because my kids and my husband had me like 100% when I was with them.
One of the things that really surprised me when I was job sharing, and I started when my daughter was 6 months old, I would never have guessed, my husband is amazing, but it set up a very equal co-parenting dynamic, because 3 days a week, he was the lead parent. He was the person who dropped them up at the daycare, picked them up at the daycare. They never saw me at the daycare. They probably thought these children didn't have a mother. My mom was the second person on call if there was a sick kiddo after my husband, Mike. And my mother-in-law was the third person, and I was the fourth person. And it really allowed me to just hyper-focus on work 3 days a week. And then I was the lead parent the other half of the week. So he had his own way of doing things, different than my way. I think job sharing really teaches you a lot about yourself, because you learn to appreciate the way someone does something differently from you, that your way is not the only way. Now that you have job shared for so long and taken your kids through every stage of life, really, if you experience some of the same.
Yeah, totally. Because you also, as women, job sharing was giving me this, like, okay, these 3 days you are not available. Before that, I'm saying for me, but I think it's for all women, we tend to just take, like, I'll do that, I'll drop up. Oh, maybe I have a meeting. And then in between the meeting, I'll take to the doctor's appointment. And then I go to the other meeting, and then we overlap our lives and to-do list. With job share, it gave me a break into that pattern. It told me, no, you have to be in the office or with meetings. So you force yourself to give your partner the opportunity to step up to the plate. And guess what? Oh, they're very capable. And more than capable, you know? And sometimes we don't allow that to happen. And job share forced me, because I wasn't naturally that way.
I think we're socialized. We're like, yes, socialized as women to take the lead on these caregiving things. Like, we are socialized, like, the mom does this. The mom puts the baby to sleep. And I remember my daughter is an angel, but she was the worst freaking sleeper on the planet. And I realized my husband had a whole way of putting her down to nap, and it was not like the way I did at all. We had two completely separate ways. We didn't even know it because he was the lead those days. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so interesting because we really are so socialized to do the mental load, all of the birthday parties, you know, it's buying the gifts, thinking of what medications the kids are on, all those little things. And surprisingly, like, that's just not innate. That's not innate to being female or male.
No, 24/7. I mean, if you want to do it, and that's the beauty of a chair, then you can do it the other days, you know?
Yeah.
You do it 24/7, you burn out.
For sure, you burn out. And like, what I really think is job sharing taught me how to apply the same job share principles to my personal life. I applied them all over to my personal life. I volunteered on a nonprofit board. It was very demanding, and there were no moms that lasted on the board because nobody had time in addition to their full-time job and their children to take on an extra volunteer leadership position like that. It taught me how to job share at home so that when my kids were in elementary school and they got really busy with soccer and those after-school activities, I would have to text parents and I would say, oh, Mike is the lead on this one. Text Mike. And I really feel like it set up a quality at work and a quality at home for me.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I feel the same way. Because it makes you divide your mind. So I think it definitely helped me too. And it also gave me the satisfaction to go into a PTA meeting on a Thursday at 10 a.m., which was unthinkable. It let you move into the both worlds fully and more intentionally instead of being half of mine in one, half of mine the other one. So it definitely helped me in my personal level as well.
Yeah, there's a whole different pace of life. I remember taking my kids to library story times during the week. It's very slow. It's very calm.
Yeah.
And it was just this whole different way of living when you're able to just be so in the moment and so present in your life. One of the reasons I say equality at work and equality at home is because such a high percentage of women exit the workforce or step down in their careers or don't go up for management roles or promotions once they become caregivers, typically first to children. Maybe it's later in their career to their own aging parents. They are not able to really elevate into the positions at work that they want to. It doesn't work for their lives as caregivers. And so when you're job sharing, your career possibilities are limitless. You're not put in a part-time position where you have no growth opportunity. You actually kind of supercharge your career if you lean into that. So I just see it as a way that people can really have a more gender equitable workplace. We women lead very different lives.
Yes. And we are, I don't know, I tend to be like, I left corporate America and then I joined the entrepreneur part with Gabby, part by myself. I continue to find these partners, you know? So I feel that our nature is to just collaborate. Job share definitely trained me for that and gave me the opportunity to know that you are more effective because before that, I was like, no, I'll do it all myself because I can do it better. I can do it more perfect. And then you turn to learn that 1 + 1 = 3.
1 + 1 = 3.
Yes, it's brilliant.
I have said that for years. And it is so true. You learn from one another. You develop one another. You lift one another up mentally, emotionally. It's so true. I feel the same. I collaborated with so many people, even within now we have JobShare Academy, which is a 9-week training program. And it's been so great to see and really elevating one another and creating a different way. And I love that you and Gabby took what you learned in job sharing in a corporate position and applied it to your own business. I love that it's not even one business. It's like an umbrella with multiple business possibilities. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I had that a job share academy back when I was thinking about job share. So helpful.
It is really amazing. And it's the culmination of like all these years of hard work to figure out how to harness this, how to empower people. And it's a way to scale job sharing. It's a way to help people create their own job shares so they don't have to wait for their employer to come to them. They don't have to see if there's a job share program, because you and I know that even if there are companies that do job sharing, almost none of them have training, support, processes, all of the things that you need to be very successful doing it. Maybe it was you that said this, that it was like asking for this favor.
Burden.
This rare privilege that you were able to do. And the reason that it felt that way is because there weren't other people doing it around you. It was the exception, not the rule. And
exactly.
That is a very hard thing to change, because we had a huge push during the pandemic with overnight remote work, but we have very deeply held traditional social norms in our country. And we also have a very outdated workplace that was developed during the Industrial Revolution, when women and also people of color were not part of the workforce at all. We have a very different workforce today, and we are stuck in the 1980s. We do not have a social safety net. We don't have parental leave. We don't have child care for all. So we don't have these things that support the actual workforce that's there. So it's really upon the individual to create it themselves, to find a different way, whether they're doing it in corporate and they're doing it through job sharing, or they're doing it in their businesses. Do it differently. You don't have to do it the way that the bros do it, you know? It is in you, and you can find a better way, a different way that works for you. And there's support out there.
Exactly. They are the tools. I'm excited about what my daughter is going to see, because like with all the changes, I got to say pandemic, I think, is going to help the case big time, you know, because just like for us, when we first asked for job share, we almost needed to prove successful cases to our manager for him to let us do it. And right now you see all these different types of flexible work that were forced into companies. A lot of them realized that while workers were efficient when he didn't have to travel an hour to get to work. But before, I bet you anything, that employee asked for flexible work. And it was said, no, because you have to be in the office, because whatever.
Or we can't do it.
We can do it. Exactly. Technology.
We can't oversee it. We don't have policies. HR can't really manage this.
Who's going to supervise you? So, and then they force into it. And then they realize the productivity didn't dip. So just like that big change, I feel the job share is another one, probably slower. And having the tools like you, like Job Share Academy, I mean, where they tell you exactly what to do, what is next, what you need to negotiate, what you need to mention in that meeting. It's important, all those things. HR, how it's going to be, benefits, how it's going to do it, how it's going to be fair for both of you. I mean, it's just a lot of details that sometimes you just want to jump on it, but it's a lot of things that you have to think about it, that things like tools like yours will definitely help them.
And the thing is, you don't have to go it alone. You don't have to be figuring it out on your own at all. And even the way that we designed JobShare Academy was that you are in this supportive hands-on cohort. So you're getting hands-on coaching, you're getting hands-on questions and answers, lives while you're taking the program. You have accountability partners within the program. So you start practicing job sharing while you're learning about job sharing, and then you start getting it. It starts sinking in. And then you start developing your job share plan.
That's great.
If you could just speak directly to that person who is thinking about job sharing and they just want it so bad, but they are so afraid to go out and get it, what do you wish someone had said to you?
Well, I think go back to you are not asking for a favor. You are not asking for an exception. Because I did have a positive mentality, which was the Gabby. Gabby was like, it's doable because I saw it. It happens, you know, and if it's not going to be in this company, it's going to be in another company. But I was more insecure on the fact of like, maybe it's doable or not. And I think my own mindset was blocking me from it. So I think to work on your mindset and visualizing it and find out more about how it can be possible in your industry, because each job share is different. But just to work on yourself first and to believe it. And then once you are in front of the person in charge, you're going to ask, just know that you are coming with something good for the company and not just for you. It's going to be a win-win situation. They are not doing you a favor. You are actually doing the company a favor. So I think that's what I would tell somebody. I think mindset and the fact that you are not asking for a favor were my two factors that I wanted somebody to work on me.
I just want to thank you so much, G times two, for being here. And I just appreciate you both so much. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Love it. Thank you. We'll be back anytime.
Thank you, Melissa, for having us.
Every time I chat with the Gabbies, it makes me grin ear to ear. I met them at a time when I was doing it scared. Founding WorkMuse, which, if I'm honest, was more like creating a movement from scratch than a business. I knew, just like the Gabbies did, that seeing a job share in the wild empowered me to create my job share, and there were far too few examples out there. So the first thing I did was create video case studies to educate others with the job share project. I'll link to it in the show notes so that you can learn directly from job sharers and their bosses. I'll never forget the moment I met Gabby P on the phone. The first thing she said to me was, "We support you completely." I interviewed them on my birthday, which was the day after Gabby's. The three of us had an instant connection. And just like Gabby talked about, we've partnered many times to help you do the same. Second, the Gabbies persisted, and they weren't willing to take no for an answer. Like me, they ruminated on the idea of job sharing longer than they'd like to have, which brings me to the third reason. Their message to you is to educate yourself, make a plan, but don't wait. Just go for it. They wish they had, and so do I. You can check out the show notes for episode 5, including a link to the Job Share Project case study videos at workmuse.com/5. Okay, friend, see you next Thursday. Same time, same place. On top of the world.